MTB Cast.
Hi, MTB Cast. It's David Chernside calling in from Lincoln, Montana. A couple of days ago, I rode from Whitefish to Hodden Lake Campground. It was a long day. The ride was okay. The guys who were using Shane Whiten's profiles were a bit upset because he's 15 miles out. So if anybody's going to use those in the future, just make an adjustment there. So I rode with Matt Giggs, which was really nice, at the end of the day for a few hours. It's pretty bare scary up there. Heard a couple, didn't see anything. Mark from Maryland saw a pretty full-size cougar mountain lion walk onto the trail on the road, just have a look at him for a few seconds and slowly walk off. Put a bit of a fright at him, so he was riding with the bear spray ready to go for a bit and looking behind a lot. Otherwise, just, you know, pretty long grind to get there. Campground took forever to arrive. Just forever. You could see it on the map coming up as a point of interest. And then, of course, I was a bit tired, so when I saw 4 to go, I thought that meant 4 kilometres, not 4 miles, so even that took a long time. But yeah, good campsite there. Camped up with Mike as well. A few others joined Seb and someone else joined through the night. Rained a bit through the night, woke up in the morning, it was cold. Headed up Richmond Peak. Nice trail. This is pretty cool. It just kept getting colder and colder. By the time I got to the start of the traverse, had to stop and put more clothes on. It was snowing, sleeting. It was about 2 degrees. It dropped down from there to about 0.4 degrees on my Garmin was the lowest. So the descent down stayed cold, real cold. When I got to the bottom of that, I had to stop, put my thermal jacket on, make sure I basically had everything covered, wearing everything I had, actually. I rode on in, real cold, to Avando. Angle was great. The bike shop there that they made has just got the right amount of stuff, probably, for most people. Missed the restaurant or the cafe, Stray Bullets, so had to go off-route a little bit up to Trixie's. Wasn't that hungry, but knew I had to eat, so I got a kiddie's meal and one to go, which I think was about perfect for me. About there, I heard some stories about what was going on, and a lot of people got real cold going over Richmond Peak, and a lot cut out to Sealy Lake, some to just camp up, some to just play warmer clothes.